Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consequence Podcast Network. This is Meechan Zulu, lead podcast producer at Consequence, welcoming you to another episode of Consequence Uncut's annual report podcast, brought to you exclusively by Amazon Music. You can get Amazon Music Unlimited, which now includes Audible's library of over 1 million audiobooks free for 3 months by going to tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Again, that's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. On this podcast, we're diving into our annual report's TV performance of the year, which goes to Anna Sawai as Lady Mariko in the 2024 FX series Shogun. In this episode, Anna Sawai sits down with senior entertainment editor Liz Shannon Miller to talk about her latest projects, Shogun, and more. You can listen to a short snippet here and then check out the full episode on Amazon Music through the link in our show notes.
How deep into filming Monarch season 2 are you right now?
Right now, we just started, so we're almost halfway. It's going okay, pace-wise.
Given like the last few years, how are you feeling about being a part of an ongoing TV show like this?
It's amazing. I think that I've really come to appreciate the fact that we get to come back and we're friends, and the creatives also know us, we know them. And so the conversations that we're having are far more deep than I believe that it was in season one. I think because we've lived with the characters for so long. So it's always nice. But I think that there's also that hurdle. It gets a little bit hard because creatively you've done something amazing and the fans love it. And then now you have to answer to that and keep going. So I think it is a little bit of a challenge as well.
No, of course. What was it like kind of going back to Monarch after having such a huge success with Shogun?
I think that, I mean, they're so different. Like anytime that I choose jobs, I always want to do something very different. And so it's been nice coming back to it because I know that the tone is completely different. The fan base is very different. But then there's a part of me that's also missing something like Shogun, where during the shoot, I almost got depressed. Like I wasn't seeing people outside. I was stuck alone and really in like drama mode. And I kind of missed that, even though it was really hard. So I think that if I go back to something like Shogun, then I'm going to miss the fun stuff like Monarch.
So what is it about being in that drama space that you miss?
I think the intensity of it and really just letting myself kind of become the character even when I'm not on set. And it's not like I'm method or anything like that, but like it's so profound that you can't get rid of it and you dream dreams that the characters dream. And yeah, it's, I don't know. I think it's just, well, also knowing how well it did, I think that in my mind, I'm thinking if I can push myself to that level, then it's going to speak to the audience. And so I think I want to test myself to do that again.
Talk to me a little bit more about being in kind of that isolated place.
Yeah.
That's something you kind of purposefully created around yourself.
I didn't really purposefully do it. It was also during the time that the pandemic was still quite heavy. And so right. We were getting every day and people were getting COVID and then we would have to stop production. And I knew that if I got COVID, then I wouldn't, you know, the production would stop.
Right.
And so I think I had that responsibility and I never got COVID during the shoot.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was pretty amazing how we really were able to push through, even though it was like a 10-month shoot. But I think that the isolation naturally happened. Like, I didn't feel like I wanted to go out and socialize. I didn't feel like I wanted to laugh and have fun on the weekend and then go back to that character. I think it, for me, just made sense that also, like, it was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I had to spend the weekends just reading the scripts, going on a phone call with Hiro, going on a phone call with, the showrunner and, like, just trying to make everything work. And so it just naturally happened. But I think that it also really helped with the character.
So timeline wise, I probably could have dug this up, but were you shooting Shogun and then moving to Monarch?
Yes. So during towards the end of Shogun, I found out that I would be doing Monarch, and then we were having a hard time wrapping me up from Shogun. And so I wrapped, and then the next day I went to the set of Monarch. And like, I'm not even exaggerating, because we were shooting both of them in Vancouver.
Oh, gosh. Well, at least you didn't have to like get on a plane.
No, no. But it would have been nice to have maybe like the plane ride to just like decompress. But no, it was nice. And I think that it also helped maybe getting to the character of Kate, because she's kind of all over the place and she's been thrown on a plane by her mom. And so I think it all worked out. But if I personally have a choice, then I think that I would probably avoid that in the future.
I can imagine so. You know, thinking back over all the work that was required for playing Mariko, like, you know, physically, what comes to mind is like the most challenging element?
Physically, like every day wearing a kimono, wearing the wig, walking, you can't walk fast. And so just carrying all of that for, is it like 10 hours a day? Like, that's pretty tough if you're doing it for 10 months. And so physically that was tough. I enjoy the sword fighting. And so to me, that was not like hard work at all. It was like being able to, you know, go and like fight people that I usually can't fight.
Thank you for checking out Consequences Annual Report. You can listen to the rest of this episode exclusively on Amazon Music through the link in our show notes. Please stay tuned for even more Annual Report content at consequence.net. See you soon.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.